It is the feature on Saturday, but gee, we've got good Group 1 racing, including the Futurity. And Lindsay Smith might have been happy this morning to hear that Alabama Express is going to bypass the Futurity. I had a chat to Mike Moroney off air, and he said the reason is he thinks the 3 weeks into the Guineas will suit him better. Australian Guineas is going to be a cracking race. And if he can win the Guineas, he said he hasn't ruled out a start in the All-Star Mile if he gets a ticket into the race. Lindsay Smith joins us. He's got the old boy Blackheart Bart back on Saturday. How are you, Lindsay?
Yeah, good, Michael.
How's the old boy going, Blackheart Bart? He looked good in a trial over in WA.
Yeah, they weren't bad horses in the trial, but he showed a lot of dash for the old fella. So the jockey, Paul Harvey, was happy with him and said he's quite keen going to the gate. So he hasn't lost his enthusiasm. So and he worked at Camperdown on Tuesday, yesterday morning, and Brad went down and rode him and... Yeah, he said he was going to be competitive, so that was a tick. So he didn't say he'd run last, so that's why he's going to the races.
Well, I suppose you want to put a big showing on the table to try and get in the All-Star Mile. It's a win and you're in, but there's also wild cards up for grabs. What's your expectation? How do you think he'll go?
Some of them young horses are quite good. Realistic, if he run in the first five, it would be good effort. And then... I don't know where he'll go after that. If he gets in the All-Star Mile, so be it. So be it. I've done my best to, I suppose, if he doesn't get, well, I can't do any more voting, so I can't sort of say, I'll give you half stake. But it is what it is. It's a type of race, and if he doesn't get in it, he'll have to go elsewhere. But it's not the end of the world.
Gee, you've got a nice three-year-old colt here in a stellar year for the three-year-olds. Adelaide Ace goes around in the Autumn Stakes. The step up to 1,800 looks like it will suit. Gee, it was a good run in the Autumn Stakes. How's he going?
Yeah, no, he's really going good. He wants the 1,800. He's in the Australian Guineas, but I don't, unless he runs quite easy, I don't think he's going that way. He'll keep going out and trip. So he's done well, I expect him to be hard to beat.
If he won, would you have a throw at the stumps at an Australian Cup as a three-year-old?
Well, I do strange things, so I don't know what I'm thinking. So it could be possible, but I don't think so. I'd say he might go to Adelaide, or he might even go home to Perth for the derby at home.
All right. Does Anjana get a run in the Oakley Plate?
Yeah, the owners. Some of the owners are keen to go. Some aren't. So they're going to have a little meeting today. But they say she handles the wet track. I don't know a lot about her, but I know her first up form seems to be good. So she's got to get a run yet. So do you know any information? Has she got the run yet or not?
We haven't got the final field yet. We'll bring that through as soon as we get it. So we're still waiting on the Group 1 final field. So
otherwise, she'll go to Flemington the week later.
Okay. Quick one. You got a few runners in Perth today at Ascot. Have we got a winner?
Yeah, I can't help you much. It's $1.70, but... I can only tip you, so the $1.70 chance, yes, Tycoon Storm.
All right, we'll take the money in race number three. Lindsay, I was intrigued to see last night you were on After the Last on Racing.com, and you came up with a solution that might help the late nights and the fatigue for a number of trainers in floating horses. You said maybe we should be able to stable horses overnight closer to these night meetings. Is that something that you've had any much traction or spoken with any of the administrators about?
No, I spoke to Peter Downs once about it because now he's at Moonee Valley and he started telling me all the changes, and we discussed because he's come from Warrnambool and he understands the situation. As I said last night, I choose to live here, but with all the changes going on with Caulfield and Moonee Valley. Yeah, they just had a little barn for visiting horses, and you can stay overnight, and there's always them hotels around the area. It would make it a lot safer. I know it's an expense, but that's up. You know, we have to wear that, but that's safety first. And as I said last night, coming home after the Australia Day Stakes, we didn't get home at 2 o'clock, and then had the phone up 2 hours later. And after you won, it's not easy to... go to sleep straight away, but especially with knowing you have to get up. But anyway, I don't know. It's I'm just out there trying to put it out there. So something like that would work.
Oh, I think it's a good idea. Would you like to see the races end earlier of a night?
No, whatever the public want, I'd say, like, this is my job. I'm happy to deal what they do as long as, you know, we can have a situation where we can go to bed and have the day off, and whatever the punters want, I'm happy to appease them.
Lindsay, always great to chat. What's your one best for the week? Is there a horse that we should be following, or we just take the $1.70 today?
No, just take the $1.70 and go and have a drink.
Good on you, Lindsay. Good luck over the weekend. Lindsay Smith, champion trainer.